Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. You're listening on Blog Talk Radio. We'd just like to remind you, for a much more high-quality version of the podcast, you can download it at metalinjection.net/livecast. We will begin momentarily. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Sid's birthday was on Friday, and to celebrate, Rolling Stone put him on the cover. What? That's not Sid. When I heard it was a Russian who wished everyone was dead, I figured who else could it be? Oh well, here's the show.
Sid would have bombed Philadelphia, just so you know. You'd wait
to
for
start.
That.
To start. It wouldn't have been the only
Come on. No one deserves to be bombed.
Though actually, that would have required me going to Philadelphia, which
That's
I'd
true.
Rather not do to begin with. I don't know.
That and Williamsburg. Those are the two places.
Yeah.
I live in Williamsburg, though.
His
wife
used to live in Williamsburg.
Used to.
Sid, if you were going to bomb Williamsburg, would you give Rob advance notice at least to get out?
Yeah, and Rob's barely in Williamsburg. Noah is in the Williamsburg that's more bombable, but I would warn her.
Okay.
I would warn you. Don't worry.
Very nice of you.
And then, much like most Israeli people, I have a bomb shelter in my apartment.
Yeah, you're resilient.
It was your birthday?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I had no idea.
Why do you have to be sorry? That
She's
I'm getting
sorry
older?
That you're still alive.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry that I didn't wish you a happy birthday on your birthday.
It's okay.
Even
people
terrible.
Who do it, it doesn't really matter much.
See, like, I don't go on Facebook anymore, so I don't know when anybody's birthday is because they don't like send emails or say, "Hey, we're going out" or whatever.
Because, yeah.
Why
I don't
you,
go out typically anyway. So
why don't you go on Facebook?
It's too like polluted with crap, and like people send me event invites that I don't really give a shit about, and like they add me to groups, and it's just like annoying.
Oh, people like me. Yeah, she's in demand, and she can't handle
it. It's just annoying because I made the mistake of adding people that I don't really know to my friends list, and now it's like
too much adulation for me.
Yeah,
and it's stupid. Like, I don't care about what people do.
Well, then why are you regretting that? You didn't know it was my birthday.
It's different.
You
really
don't care.
I care about you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why don't you just unfriend all the people you don't know on Facebook?
Yeah.
I am going to delete my Facebook once I back up my pictures because I don't have like my computer crashed. So I don't have a lot of those pictures.
Rob's got them all on his hard drive. It's fine.
No.
Just ask Shankletown. He probably
has
all of them.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, I'm sure he has a copy of them.
You probably you could probably get hard copies from his wall.
Except
hard
it's all
copies?
With his face photoshopped over Jake's.
I don't even think I have pictures with Jake on my Facebook
from
that long.
No, even better for Shankletown. Less Photoshop work.
Chocolate Croissant says, happy belated birthday, Sid.
Thank you, Chocolate Croissant.
Someone call in and wish Sid happy happy birthday.
Wish you Sid a happy birthday.
Tell the jerk off above. I say, happy birthday, you Sid. Free handy for you.
Oh, very nice.
The number to dial is 646-929-1357. One of the biggest stories of the week, as alluded to by Chuck Blandington in the intro, was that Jahar Tsarnaev or whatever.
Tsarnaev. Come on, Rob. You of all people should be.
What
able
do you
to
mean? He's a Muslim. I am not a Muslim. I am the Jew.
But you're Middle Eastern.
Your
Russian.
Hair is the same.
It's a Russian name. And yeah, your hair is the same.
He's on.
They didn't put you on the cover.
You look like what he will look like in about 20 years of prison.
No,
he'll look like you.
That way, okay. Yes, fair enough.
So I don't know what you're talking shit about.
Ooh. It wasn't that funny, Noah. Come on.
It's funny because it's true.
It's
That was a good one. No, a self-portrait. And I use the term
a selfie
that he took and posted on his Twitter.
That's what it was? He took that selfie?
On the cover of... Yeah, that
How
photo
did he
was,
get his torso and stuff?
I don't know. Or maybe it was like a MacBook selfie.
He's not only good at bombing, Noah. He's
good at
accomplished photography.
Wow.
So I at all, like, this was probably the first selfie, cell phone selfie to make the cover of a U.S. publication.
And people, well, didn't someone respond to your Facebook post about that with a better one?
What?
The Anthony Weiner.
Oh.
What happened?
It's a selfie that's been on the cover of U.S. publications. When
But that was on the cover, though?
It wasn't like the whole cover.
Of like the New York Post.
Yeah.
It
was a big newspaper and publication.
Yeah. But anyway, it was on the cover. Huge outrage.
People lost their shit about
that. It's so absurd that people hadn't even cared about that.
First of all,
stupidest fucking outrage.
I'm convinced now that people just want to be angry and need something to be outraged about.
Yeah. But like
every week there's something.
The thing is, you know, they've had Charles Manson on the cover. You know, like, I don't know, but magazines have had all kinds of killers.
But here's the thing.
He's good looking. That's
what it was. Outrage basically was among people who are old enough that they remember when Rolling Stone actually meant a fucking thing.
Right. No one cares.
No one cares. Like, you think terrorists, you think right now in like Kabul, somebody's like, oh my God, did you see who's on the cover of the new Rolling Stone?
This is the greatest publicity stunt.
Yeah.
Well,
everyone's talking about the Rolling Stone. Like, I didn't even know that magazine even existed still.
Yeah.
Until people started talking about it.
I think that's why they did it.
They knew
there would be outrage.
I wouldn't have guessed that there would have been outrage over this.
Terrorists,
on the cover of everything else that you can have a cover of.
I mean,
so what's the difference?
Sexy. To play devil's advocate, the reason I feel people are pissed is because they're exploiting his image.
What image? That he's a terrorist. What other image?
That
he
he's
have?
Just like a good-looking teenager. And
but
it's
that's
like,
the point. It's not explaining it. The story is, how could someone who looks so normal do something so fucked up?
Right.
I thought it looked like Groban. I thought it was Groban.
That's
before,
what the story is.
Yeah.
It's not exploiting an image.
But also, I started reading this story, and it's so ridiculous, because all they do is interview his friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all the quotes are like, oh, he was a chill dude, bro. You could always smoke a blunt with him, man. Like, it's just like real. Like, it's in like text speak, this
well,
article.
The age group.
Yeah,
what do you want?
Well, aren't they trying to appeal to a younger demographic?
And absolutely.
They're trying to include like current events that relate to younger generations, which is why they had him in the first place.
Well, the most people who read Rolling Stone are in Kabul, because they take all the unsold Rolling Stones and airdrop them over places that need, you know,
well,
kindling.
Not even that. Most newsstands are owned by people from Kabul. So at the end of the month, when the issues haven't sold, he just sends it back home.
Another 14,000 Rolling Stone not sold this month.
But also, I agree, like, with what you, like, one of the main criticisms, it's like, it's glamorizing terrorism. But
it's not.
Terrorism has been glamorized for the last 3 months. From
we
the
all
moment,
know who he is. We all know what he looks like.
From the moment that, like, they were revealed, that's when, like, terrorism was, like, the fact that it was on the news for 2 days straight, for, like, that whole Friday when, like, Boston shut down.
And all the news departments got such a hard on that he was a good-looking guy. Like, if it was some fucking grotesque...
But it's just, like, think about, like, okay, glamour. What is glamour to a terrorist? Osama bin Laden, was he ever on the cover of Rolling Stone?
No,
right? Okay. Who's
he
more
was on the cover of
who's,
Time.
Who's more glamorous in the Middle East, Osama bin Laden or Jack White? Which one? Which one do you think they more aspire to be?
Well...
Jack White's been on the cover of Rolling Stone like 50 times, but I don't think they really care.
Right.
So I don't think being on the cover of Rolling Stone means a fuck one way or the other.
Well, I think it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy because of all the outrage.
I guess.
It made it mean more than, like, if nobody
cared. But only on Facebook.
If nobody cared. I don't think it was just, it was online.
No,
I'm sure it was on the news.
About
it. Like, it was like, the day that it came out, I feel like everybody had an opinion
about it. It wasn't even out yet. It was 4 days until
they posted
was going to come out. It was going to be on Friday. They started talking about it on Monday.
Yeah, the day that they released the cover of the...
Yeah.
Like, there was such a backlash that they then put up the article for free just so people, like, to calm people down. But
so ridiculous.
Obviously,
the
it was
whole
too late.
Thing is just fucking stupid.
I just, you know, like, I think the article is important, but I don't know. Like, I think there's no. He is a good looking person, but I don't. You shouldn't give him the prestige of being
if
on the cover.
If the lead article in your magazine is about a certain person, why would you not put that person?
Don't make
on
it the
cover?
Lead article.
But it's.
And anyway, it's a music publication. It has nothing to do with
it's
music.
Not, yeah, it's.
I mean,
they've
pop
always,
culture. Music.
They've
in,
always.
Yeah, they've done
that.
Political stuff. They've yeah. had like yeah. reporters embedded with. Political campaigns. They've done stuff about wars. They've always had like a whole news element.
But the mayor of Boston wrote Rolling Stone a letter saying that there's other people that they could have focused on or given
but
the cover to.
What is that? Oh, here's a really long story about a guy who had his
blown
yeah.
Up.
Like what else? All right, we know that. You didn't do anything though. You just happened to be there. There's no story there.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a, nobody cares about uplifting. You could, whatever.
Yeah, that's
true.
Not
where
nobody
the story
cares
is.
About uplifting.
And it's not uplifting because he still doesn't have his legs. So whatever. The story
is. Why are you
not
laughing, Noah? I guess it is a little uplifting. Noah laughed a bit.
Yeah.
If nothing else, at least I got David Drayman, who I wrote about how he posted this long rant about. How everyone should boycott Rolling Stone because, like, there was a time I used. He wrote. Here is what he wrote. I used to dream of making the cover of Rolling Stone
Wait,
magazine.
I didn't write that one in capital letters.
Can you
letters.
Pretend it's not caps and just read
okay.
it? Okay. I'm sorry.
How far the mighty have fallen.
Oh, Jesus.
I used to dream of making the cover of Rolling Stone magazine as it used to be the ultimate statement of legitimacy for an aspiring
what?
Musician.
Was he ever actually on it?
And it meant that you had really made it. No.
Thank God.
Over the past 5 years, Rolling Stone has become less and less about music and has become more and more about bullshit pop culture nonsense. Even though many of us may not care for it, we were able to live with it. Until this.
We were able to, by not buying it and
yeah.
going on
by
with our lives,
it.
And you could still do that.
So this I love. Like, every
that.
Word is preceded by an ellipsis. You dare to put the image of the Boston Bomber on the fucking cover of your magazine? Are you out of your ultra liberal, sympathetic to a fault fucking mind?
They're sympathetic to a fault, but they are not sympathetic enough to cover David Rainman's shitty band. So everyone has a line.
You have not only succeeded in blatantly insulting and dishonoring the victims and families
oh,
whose lives were forever affected by this rabid animal. I mean, that I could...
Yeah,
that's bullshit, too.
Why?
How are you insulting it by doing a story about a criminal? How is that... it's completely unrelated. It's not an insult. Why does one thing have to do with the other?
I don't know.
Because,
Smith.
Like, why should these...
Families
be reminded
of... Are they paying Jokar? To put him on the cover? Did he
no.
get paid?
No.
So what the fuck?
I would rather hear like buildings exploding than anything he's ever produced in his career.
Yeah.
David Drayman,
yeah.
not Jahar.
Yeah.
No.
You'd rather hear Jahar.
He's actually
he had a couple of good singles back in the 90s.
So anyway, I posted this thing and I accidentally wrote David Drayman.
Yeah.
Just because of all of our...
And no one noticed.
David, you... Well,
he
noticed.
Really?
He noticed, and he posted like this. He started ranting towards...
Oh, I didn't see this.
The Metal Injection Twitter.
You can't fucking spell my name correctly.
He goes, it's Drayman, not Drayman, guys. Get it right.
Now you have to spell it wrong. On purpose.
And the caps are a style preference. Been doing it for years.
Not going to stop now.
Then
I replied to that one.
Then
sadly, he did not reply to me.
Build a bridge and get over it.
Wow.
He wrote that to you?
Yeah.
If you got an issue, here's a tissue.
Well, he follows Metal Injection on Twitter, so that's how he knows. And then I responded, oh, fix the name typo. And then I was like, hey, caps lock is typically reserved for yelling online, so it makes long passages a bit hard to read. And then he responds with, like, the most, like, the meme that went through my head was, like, the Jackie Chan, like, I don't understand what's going on meme. Because he goes, thank you, sir. The caps lock thing is something that I've done since the early days of the Disturbed message board, bro. There is a real world out there
When you turn off your computer, they're just letters on a screen. They don't actually emit sound.
Are they? If your computer's off, then they're not letters on a screen anymore because the screen's blank. So what the fuck is he talking about?
Then he goes, what a fucking idiot.
Thank you for the correction and the support, but it would come off much more sincerely without the smart-ass remark.
Fuck you, smart-ass remark.
Smart-ass remark being, hey, your message would have, like, reached further if it wasn't all in caps lock. What was smartass about it?
Build a bridge and get over it. That's not being a fucking smartass.
Yeah, only
7 year old fucking dickhead.
So then the funny thing is, the next day, like, there's this whole on the other side of the world, there's a controversy about Spotify's like royalty payments with Tom York of Radiohead pulling his band, his other band, Atoms for Peace Music, and it was like this whole thing. So David Draymond had to chime in on that.
Every time you say David Draymond, I think you're saying it wrong.
He has to chime in on everything. And he actually like started it in caps lock, but then was like, no, this is so important. I'm going to use proper.
Did he say that
punctuation.
Or just did
he? He goes, here's a piece I wrote in response to Tom York and Neil Goodrich pulling their Atoms for Peace project from the platform. Brace yourselves. It's not in caps. Yes. I am actually capable of typing normally.
Oh, that's
holding on to that.
But
Rob.
I choose not to. Ellipsis. Uh-huh. Most of the time. Uh-huh. Ellipsis. LOL.
So, in other words, he's making it all about what fucking style of writing he uses, and then he gets mad at you for pointing out that it looks stupid.
Yeah, David D. Rainman does not like other people pointing out his faults.
Fuck cares what he wants. Make a fucking album someone listened to this decade.
Penis. He's the Rolling Stone of musicians.
Disturbed. Why are we even talking about Disturbed?
Because he responds to the trolls.
That's
he responds to everyone.
Yeah. He's you, he's saying, get the fuck offline. There's a world out there. And
let me ask this question. On my phone, at least, I don't know if he's got the same phone as I do, but if you want to type in all caps, you have to capitalize letter by letter.
Oh,
you can't
really?
Just
no, you
no,
don't.
You
double tap it. And
oh,
it's
really?
Caps lock. Yeah.
Oh.
Today,
oh,
Sid learned.
Wow, Sid, you didn't know that even now, I did.
Now all of Sid's tweets are in caps.
Sid will do it, too, because he loves pissing people off. So that's like a way to piss people off.
If only there was a button to make all your tweets in Comic Sans.
Dude, could you invent that? There's money to be made in Comic Sansing things, I believe.
But the thing that pisses me off the most about it is that he's criticizing you like you have so much time on your hands and you're sitting there.
Yeah, like, get over it,
he
bro.
Responds to every fucking thing on the internet ever.
And your job is to post news items on the internet.
Yeah,
so.
Like, I'm doing my job.
And he sits there in his fucking boxer.
In his fucking, tour bus waiting to go play Gigantor.
Sharpening his chin piercing. Douche.
Or cleaning it with your
Hey, Wayne Static, come over here and look at this fucking article. I'm so mad.
Do you think he ever sneezes and, like, stabs himself?
I hope so. Maybe not stabs himself, but, like, his tongue takes a beating all day, probably.
Probably Camp 69 with a chick.
Oh.
Just cut her from her fucking belly button to her clit.
I think his wife is pregnant, so he doesn't have to do anything.
Oh, good.
She drained that man.
Another Rain Man is coming into the world.
Gross.
Let's see what else is going on in the metal world today. I mean, this week. Varg Vikernes.
Oh,
you
that
still
shit.
Can't pronounce his name?
Vikernes.
I could spell
job,
it.
Rob.
No one knows how to pronounce it.
Rob should know.
He got arrested this week. He lives in... For those of you who don't know, Varg was in prison for about 18 years. Got out a few years back for killing the... was it the frontman of Mayhem or the guitarist? Hieronymus.
That they're like, all right, you killed that guy and ate his brains, but you've done enough time, you could go now.
And now Hieronymus is taking on all the groups by doing activism. I think that's great.
What?
Hieronymus.
Yeah, that's anonymous.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so Varg got out a few years ago from, he was in prison in Norway. He moved to France with his wife. Varg, by the way, is a 40-year-old neo-Nazi. His wife, a 25-year-old girl who looks like she's 16.
Can we check that ID?
Total Aryan, like, 16-year-old looking girl. Hold on,
I'll do it
so
I can turn my computer.
They went to the Poconos, by the way. Very popular Jewish.
Right after the Grand Prospa Hall.
They just they took a tour where you get to throw Jews into the waterfall off the boat.
So his wife bought four guns legally. With
fucking
like she has a shooter's permit. This was in France.
Obama.
And then the government arrested him on allegations of attempting to plan a massacre. Why do they do this? Because Varg is very active on his blog. Which
How
I think
did
is,
France let him in to begin with?
Yeah, I don't know.
You killed the guy. You can't move here. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, and like all his blog entries are like neo-Nazi things, and it's like these blogs about how like these other neo-Nazis aren't Nazi enough, and how like the Jews will take over. So they couldn't pin him down for any specific crime. They held him for like 48 hours or so. They let him out,
right?
And then they now they're going to charge him with a hate crime, which is a big deal in France.
Yeah,
you can't
hate France.
No, you can't talk shit in France. You can get arrested for it. Talking shit on like a race or like a culture of people. So,
but aren't they talking shit about Nazis?
Who?
The French.
They're not talking shit. They're just arresting the Nazis.
For what? Once they charge
him. For talking shit about others.
Once he's charged with something, that's shit talking against him.
I read an article. I don't know if this is true or not, but his wife was found in a gym offering to kill Tim Lambesis' wife with those guns. That is not true.
I don't,
she was part Jewish.
No truth to that.
I don't think that's a thing at all. What else is great is that like it's totally a big story in France.
What do they have going on?
True.
France. The Tour de France is going on right now. That's like the only other thing. And nobody cares anymore.
So they went and visited his farm, and they asked his neighbors, and all of his neighbors were like, oh, you know, we never really talked to him, but he always smiled. He was always such a
like
regular guy.
It's like WABC News when someone shoots somebody.
Also, doesn't most of France hate Jews? I don't think they'd really have
a
problem.
Is that true?
I don't know that that's
true.
I think they're a good portion.
Didn't they save Anne Frank or whatever?
Did they? She's dead.
I mean, they hit her anyway.
Was that in France?
Was it? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know my Jewish history that well.
Where was Anne Frank, Rob?
Nowhere.
No?
I don't know.
How do you not know that? You of all people should know. Nice Jewish girl.
And this was great. Varg was always described as wearing military clothing.
In Netherlands?
And owned three camouflage-painted cars.
Uh-huh.
So he had military clothing and camouflage-painted cars.
Yeah, warning flag.
That's his style.
Yeah.
Arrest him now. However, though, like the article mentioned, though, it wasn't odd to have like camouflage in that area because it's a very hunting-centric town.
Why is he out of jail?
He served his time.
Isn't this the exact...
You murder someone, your time should be for the rest of the time you have.
He's completely...
Amsterdam.
Okay, yeah.
All right, even in general, but even more so because he's completely unrepentant about anything. He's like, yeah, I fucking killed him. He deserved it. Fuck him. Why is he out now?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He's going to kill more people.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the French are like being precautious about.
But why'd they let him in the first place?
You know what we do? And
his wife is French.
So kick her out, too. She's crazy. Kick them both out.
She's pregnant.
She's like Anna Benson.
Throw her down a flight of stairs and then kick them both out. Done.
But, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know what we should do is have them on the show. Have him on the show and his wife.
With this many Jews on the show, you think...
I would be risky.
Don't tell him.
It would be risky. Yeah, don't tell him. We could all pass for not Jews.
Yeah,
everyone thinks I'm Italian.
No, just tell him that we're like.
He probably
married.
No. He would know.
He would do his research at least if he didn't know.
He'd go on genealogy.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. None of us have Jewish last names, really. I mean, Noah does, kind of.
If you input Rob into genealogy.com, I think it crashes the site. So as long as he searches for you first, the rest of us are safe.
Capsburger says Norway has a cap on how long sentences can be. You can't get life.
That's fucked up.
Chris, you kill as many people as you want.
He didn't even serve his maximum sentence. His maximum sentence was 20 years. He got out either in 16 or 18 years.
Should have bombed Norway instead of the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
They're just very fair people in Norway. They're very fair. They're like, well, look, come on. Okay,
sure
you can murder somebody, but 20 years, that's enough. You can learn your lesson in 20 years.
Especially in jail. That will make you crazy.
But we should have him on just because of the live cast curse. So maybe he'll
die.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, he's done interviews Like, he put out an album a few years ago, and he refuses to talk about his political beliefs, and he will only talk about the music.
Mm-hmm. He's very principled.
Yeah.
That's what you call it.
What, again, was his, because this is a long time ago, I remember when this was going on, but, like, what was his beef with the guy?
I don't remember.
Why did he kill him?
He's crazy.
No, but I mean, he was crazy. Yeah, obviously he's crazy, but I mean, he had some kind of issue.
He disagreed on what the best track on Ride the Lightning was. Fucking dick, I have to kill him now.
I thought you were going to say the best way to kill Jews.
That too.
They did.
Oh, he said that Euronymous planned to torture him to death on film.
What? Really? That I don't remember. I don't remember that being the thing. I don't remember what it was, but really?
Oh, okay, yeah. He didn't eat. Euronymous is the one that ate.
The guy's brain or something?
Dead's brain after he shot himself in the head.
Okay.
And then his bones as a necklace.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe this is like a very, very ill-advised, like, Andy Kaufman? Like, they were just, they all planned together.
They,
like,
forgot what the punchline was supposed to be.
You know, like,
they just kept going with it.
I feel like, yeah, like, it's so silly to us, but can you imagine these, like, 20-year-old Norwegian kids,
yeah,
who, like, literally burning churches? Like burning churches is such a, like,
that.
I don't know. I think that.
Were there people in the churches when they burned them, or was it like,
no?
Oh, so whatever.
Yeah,
fine.
Who cares?
Fuck the church.
Yeah,
it's somebody's property.
Fuck property. Fuck, do I care?
Fuck the property.
I rent. I don't have any property, so fuck that shit. Burn that shit to the ground.
Yeah, let's listen.
I'm very
fuck
bitter.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Varg talks about killing Euronymous. There's a 4-minute clip. Let's hear what he has to say, how he rationalizes it.
Is this in English, or?
Fuck the Euronymous!
He had no
he good. Has crispy dick.
He was planning to kidnap me.
Music.
He was planning to knock me off with an electric shock pistol, like the type of the security guards.
This
carry.
Control
and,
the soundtrack to this documentary?
They take me into the forest and make a snuff film while torturing me to death.
Aww.
And of course,
he didn't want to be somebody's butt boy, so he went to jail and was someone's butt boy instead.
Yeah.
Couldn't they have killed each other somehow? Like, at a duel,
like,
or something?
Yeah, like stab each other at once.
Torturing me to death. And of course,
he played me my own music.
Apart from that, you just, if you just were talking about it, like in the shop to everybody and anybody,
yes,
I wouldn't have taken it serious. But he didn't. He just told, you know, a select group of friends.
I think he was secretly a Jew.
And one
too.
Of them, you know, told me. And later on, he wrote a letter to me, you know, as if we were friends, which of course confirmed my suspicion that
he sounds
had
sort
some
of
plan.
Like Lars.
You know? Why did he suddenly?
Yeah, obviously.
Friends, you know? Of course, to have an excuse to, you know, get close to me. Without waking any suspicion. The only reason he had to contact me was a contract between Bursum and his label. So he sent me the contracts and wanted me to sign them. And he wanted to meet when we were signing them. Okay? I don't, there's no reason to wait. Let's just go to Oslo and get done with it. So I drove to Oslo. But of course, it takes some time to get to Oslo. You know, it's 500 kilometers of bad roads and mountains, you know, so...
There's not one single Arby's on the way.
I think we were there in 3 o'clock or maybe 4 o'clock. So he was sleeping.
Someone in the chat pointed out that he said contract. He had to sign a contract.
Kept sleeping, he opened the door. And he opened the door, which is rather strange, really.
I don't care, he just come back.
Yeah.
He murdered somebody.
Murderer!
Well, he murdered someone. I can get behind him murdering another anti-Semite. I don't care about that. But he's just a very scummy person.
Yeah.
Mm. At least he didn't kill an innocent person. He killed someone just like him.
That's but, true. I mean, if there's one thing the live cast has taught people, it's that odds are if you're a metal musician, you're a scumbag.
That's fair to say.
It's more often than not.
I believe
right,
that's
Rob?
That's a fair statement.
I disagree with
right,
that.
Right, Robert?
What? Why
right,
are you
webmaster?
Using my full name?
Right. I want to get it on record that you think all metal musicians are scumbags.
You said that, not
no,
me.
No, you just said they're worth less than hot dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I didn't pull that clip. I'm an idiot. All right, next week, I promise.
And then the clip where he says all metal musicians are scumbags.
There is no clip of me saying all metal musicians. No, I'm not going to say
it. Oh, well, yeah, that's enough. We can splice it together. They're asking you to say murder.
I don't want to be a musical monkey.
I just
gotta have
I didn't
want
to say it out loud so that Sid wouldn't feel like we're telling him to do it. I just
fuck it.
That.
Sid,
it doesn't sound as joyful when I do it when I'm instructed.
It
to.
Never sounds joyful.
Oh,
nothing you say sounds joyful.
Oh, that's
one
not
of the
true.
Most joyful things I can say is that thing.
Really? Okay.
Come on, I don't sound happy
again.
When I say it.
You sound underwhelmed.
Now I want to say it just to prove you're wrong.
Yeah,
what
you
did,
don't sound
hey Sid, what did Varg from Burzum go to prison for?
I don't know, technically. I don't know how the nomenclature of the...
Manslaughter.
Yeah, right? Look it up. Look it up and
no,
tell me what
it was. It was murder.
Was it?
Yes.
Thank you for answering your own question, Robert.
Making sure.
Think
murder.
Musicians are scumbags.
By the way, our phone number is 646-929-1357. Varg, if you're listening.
Yeah, right.
Give us a call.
Yeah,
if he calls in,
study
I'll
the enemy. I'm sure he's listening.
But yeah, I really feel like it would be so funny if that was just a publicity stunt and they thought, oh man, 19 years when I get out, boy, we're going to be such a huge band now.
Move to France.
No. Like 7 years into his sentence, he was like, oh, Jesus.
Is that why Slick Rick raped that chick?
Yeah, that too.
It's a huge, that
exactly
also.
Right.
That was only statutory rape, though, I think, right?
So, I don't know. Was it?
That's its own reward.
I don't know. What did he do? I remember there was always a free Slick
I
Rick
think there
thing.
There were a few different
didn't...
things. I think there was a statutory rape charge, and then...
I know he robbed some
yeah,
jewelry store or something.
Which
right?
is weird. Like, you're Slick Rick. You should be able to get that shit for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very sure. Slick if you have to steal
no,
it.
No, Slick Rick has a date rape anthem called Adults Only.
Let's hear it.
Loading.
Here's an eye patch.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell me about Slick Rick, Noah.
Okay, sorry. I've never heard of him.
What?
He's British, Noah.
Have you never heard of Slick Rick?
Right in this girl over my house who had to be about my
no.
Holding my poster, she's sweating, although she tries to hold her composure. I hope she take it in the ass and fuck it.
My, what a nice apartment you got, Rick.
Knees about to make a fortune.
All platinum gold jammies hanging on the wall, too. You got it going on.
Now my mouth start foaming, the lights get with kissing, and my hands start roaming in a drawer.
Stop.
Ew. She was joking, cause ain't even fuck her, and the pussy was soaking wet. Already had a tit out, if I play my cards right, fuck her, didn't I hold some shit out? She recaps, finally when honey draws down to her kneecaps. Breathe heavy, all mushy bitches.
This is what you like listening to on the way to work, Sid?
I mostly listen to podcasts on the way to work, but I wouldn't be against this.
I was never a huge Slick Rick fan.
He had some really good songs. Yeah. This is not one of his best.
It's just trying to be shocking.
Yeah.
Talking about buttholes.
The hole she shit out.
If I want to hear rap about buttholes, give me Dr. Octagon or ODB.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Those
Dr.
are the two
Octagon.
Masters.
Wow. Texas woman thrown off roller coaster. A woman who told a park employee she didn't feel secure in her seat before a ride at Six Flags in Arlington, Texas, fell to her death
with her two kids sitting
on Friday after being thrown off a roller coaster. Holy crap!
There is a one simple rule that you can use to prevent this from happening. Don't go on a fucking roller coaster!
Not a bad idea.
What's the point? Stop it. You have to have a, I think, I really believe on some level you have to have a death warrant.
Well, here's the thing. If there isn't that teeny tiny threat of you falling out and dying, then what's the excitement, right?
You nailed
like, that's
it.
Part of it.
That's
so,
exactly. People have
complain.
Death wishes.
Why do people go skydiving?
The same thing. They're idiots. They want to die.
Yeah.
There's no reason to go skydiving whatsoever, unless some part of you wants to die, and then you get through it, and like you satisfied that little part of you. But you didn't die.
Rob,
right, exactly.
Quick, cue up the Def Comedy Jam clip of every single African-American comedian talking about how white people do that and black people don't. And then they dance different.
I love that, like, in the article, it's quote, literally just witnessed somebody fly off Texas Giant 2 seats in front of me, another passenger of the coaster tweeted.
Wild roller coaster still in action.
Didn't call 911 or anything. Just grabbed out the phone.
You're already at the park. They've got their own emergency service people.
No reason to ever go on a roller coaster. Kids, listen to me.
Yeah.
You won't die.
The last time I've been on a roller coaster was when I went to Rye, New York to Playland.
Playland.
Like, maybe like 12 years ago.
Which is the only thing in Rye, New York, by the way.
Is that the first time you got finger banged?
What?
No.
Where did that come from?
And I had an omelet for breakfast, and I went on that stupid roller coaster, and then I
puked. Who got an omelet on the head? Somebody, right?
Well, wasn't an omelet by that point.
No, I got the omelet on me.
It was
the omelet. Like, threw up all over myself. Like, yellow omelet with, like, vegetables and stuff that weren't even digested yet.
That was Noah's first time being bulimic.
I'm not bulimic.
Anymore.
You just go on roller coasters when you want to purge. And that way you say, I didn't
do it on
purpose.
I don't go on roller coasters anymore.
But also, it said that, like, her seatbelt didn't click twice. It's really the fault of the attendant for
who's manning these roller coasters?
Yeah, these minimum
teenagers.
Wage
that kid
teenagers.
From the Simpsons with the pimples.
Listen,
yeah, exactly.
If the only thing between you and certain death is a fucking flimsy seatbelt, you're responsible, too.
Yeah.
Don't go in the fucking rickety ass. Have you ever, when was the last time you've been to Coney Island, everybody?
Oh, God.
I rode
the Cyclone last
year.
You're
insane. That fucking thing is
the
like
the scariest ride I've ever been on.
It's held by staple.
It's fucking 85 years old, it's made of fucking.
And there is no budget going to Coney Island to, you know, maintain those rides.
No, it's maintained. Come on. But first of all, the ride itself, how much is a ticket to ride the cycle? Well, let's go around the room.
I don't know.
$5.
$10.
Okay. $8. Okay. Ridiculous.
Right.
Absurd for that piece of shit.
How long was the ride?
Like 90 seconds, maybe. Maybe.
Awful.
90 seconds of pure fear.
Were you all bruised up and achy after?
Yeah, like it's so shaky.
A chunk of Rob's head was missing.
I had such a headache after it. Like, I was doing fine right before. As soon as it was done, I was like, all right, I need a time.
Why did you go on
fries on that shit?
It was just like a group trip. We all went.
Peer pressure? Like, you felt like you had to
go? It wasn't peer pressure in the sense that, like, oh, I didn't want to go. I was fine with going on it.
Rob doesn't care whether he lives or dies.
Yeah.
True. All right. But that thing, it looks like a dry fart gets set it on fire. It really,
it's
wooden planks. It's like there's like no metal involved in the building of this fucking thing.
And it's so painful, like the bars that they hold you down with. Like, it's really.
It's just a metal bar that closes
fuck
on
that
you.
Yeah.
So
pay
that
me
way,
to go on that fucking
so that
shit.
That way it could like sever your body torso from the
top. Yeah, you'll see a big excited half a person flying out of the fucking. Two legs still sitting in the seat. Splat on the fucking Wonder Wheel.
And then fucking Rolling Stone will do a cover story about the cyclone. People get upset.
Yeah.
Why don't you put half the human on the cover instead of that damn murderous roller coaster?
Jesus Christ.
Glorifying roller coaster.
Funny enough, that's when I, like that roller coaster ride was when I realized I'm officially too old for roller coasters. Just because I get like immediate motion sickness from like the constant, you know, shaking, yeah, and motion. Thank you, Sid.
You shouldn't have had a big bowl of chili right before going on.
No,
there.
I had no such thing.
I had a friend that fell out of a
what?
Roller coaster.
What?
Yeah, but he didn't die. He broke his arm. At Nellie Bly.
Oh my God.
Nellie
Bly.
What, goes 3 feet in the air?
No, it was like it wasn't like the cyclone,
the
I've been on that roller coaster.
It's a fairly high.
Like, it's like one drop, like it's small.
But I mean, it's high up in the air though.
Yeah.
He sued them. I don't ever know what happened. I wasn't like a real good friend of his, but I just remember him coming
on your Facebook?
No, I remember him coming to the park and the next like week or so. Oh yeah, I fell out of the Nellie Bly roller coaster. I'm gonna be rich, you know.
And then you never saw him, so maybe you moved to
Nellie
like,
Bly did close down, but then they reopened.
Did they?
It's the park's open. I don't think it's called Nellie Bly anymore. But.
It's called Why the Fuck Are You Here When There's So Many Better Options?
I'm not in the immediate area.
They're asking in the chat.
Nellie Bly.
They're asking in the chat if he was related to Randy Bly and did he push him out of the
fell differently. Fell differently.
Right out of that fucking roller coaster.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Also this week,
Randy Bly killed someone else.
Big week for jerking off. I feel I read about.
I read
are you okay?
Jerking off in public. Not me.
Oh. Oh,
my days of jerking off in public are well in the past.
So there's a twist to the story. It's not what everyone expected.
First of all, did you guys hear like a guy jerked off on a woman in Walmart on the back of a woman?
Really?
What?
This woman was like in line about to check out at the Walmart, and she felt like something splash on her back.
He jerked off so quietly that she didn't realize until he had already come?
Well, like, he came in his hand, and then he threw it at her.
Oh!
and he said, like, total pervert, just, like, she turned around, she freaked out, and the guy, like, ran off, and they caught him.
What do you think? Like, he didn't have faith in himself to reach her with his cum shot? Is that, I mean, what do you think happened there? Why throw it?
Because it's
Who
just in his hand.
Who knows how long it was in his hand, though? Maybe he had it for like half an hour, and he's like, I'm not going to just throw it on anyone at Walmart. I'm going to wait till the right lady comes to the checkout.
Oh, man.
Or, and then she stepped up.
Oh, was it the checkout?
That's right.
Yeah. I missed that.
Maybe he bought one of those like ear cleaners, those pumps, and he sucked in with that, and he squared it with that instead.
He can do that?
You're disgusting, no.
I mean, I've worked in a few retail stores, and every single one had an incident while I was working there of someone jerking off outwardly on a person.
What?
Yep. Every
this
single one.
Usually it was just times when Rob came to meet you for lunch.
I thought you were going to say, you worked in all the stores. Yeah, and
No.
Are you serious?
This was in Delaware.
No, we had video of one of them.
What? Go on.
The security guards, they had this tape going around that they pulled that the guy, you just see the guy, you never see his penis out, but like he's got this, like a trench coat.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I got the story wrong. I don't
Shocking.
Mean to interrupt you, but.
Fucking sensationalist media.
The 20-year-old victim was standing in a Walmart aisle texting on her phone.
Oh, well, there you go.
When Short, I guess that's Frank Short, walked past her saying, excuse me.
Frank Short, come on, really?
Yep.
Frank Short.
At that point, police noted she suddenly felt something wet on her buttocks, thigh, and leg.
Her buttocks?
Why
was
her ass out? Well, it is Walmart.
Bitch was asking for
it. Upon examination, the woman who thought she may have been spat upon realized there was, quote, a glob of semen on her leg just below her knee.
It's a technical term.
Preliminary testing of the substance was indicative of semen.
Investigators. So that means
they had Rob
clean it off.
They had Rob's body come and lick
yep,
it off.
That's semen.
Yep. It's not mine, but it's definitely someone's.
The perpetrator's name was Frank Short. Something wrong.
Short initially claimed. Short initially claimed to have sneezed into his hands, and then shook his hands off.
Right.
Adding that some of the mucus may have flung onto her. However,
Ew.
Short's story fluctuated to include the claim that he actually spit in his hand and threw it at the woman.
Uh-huh.
Short also admitted that he thought the woman was hot and pretended to slap her ass. In responding to further
Jeez.
Questioning, Short, who was hyperventilating, reportedly coughed to some of the severe creepiness, saying that he was a loner who basically gets a thrill out of such an act.
I want to see a picture of this girl.
Oh, there's
if
no
she's
picture
hot
of the,
enough, then it's justified.
There's no picture
They're not
of the girl.
Show the yeah. victim of that.
Honestly, listen, if I'm that guy, I'd be like, would you rather I raped you? If that's the choice.
Really?
Then just be grateful I finished
what?
The act myself. I finished it all myself.
At
she was
Walmart?
Involved, and then I just did
you're,
wait,
you're,
what?
You're a ridiculous
you're,
fucking
you're,
person.
You are. Wash up, take a shower, and you're fine.
If
take
your
a shower.
Wife,
why should she even be put through that to begin with?
Because she could have been raped, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, she could have been murdered too. I
yeah.
mean,
she bitch should be grateful.
See, there you go. So just rape her, then you could just
now
go. Hey, I could have killed
aware.
You.
Yeah, just take a shower. You're fine. Whatever. You're in Walmart. There's probably more disgusting things than that guy's cum.
So you're saying this is empowering because she can wake up every day and realize she wasn't raped.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
And wear pants from now on when you go to Walmart.
Well,
that
that's true. She shouldn't have had her ass out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck. Pull your pants up at the Walmart.
Okay, so Darren, I'm
Unless
sorry.
Unless you're jerking off, then do what you gotta do.
So,
yeah, tell us about your story, Darren.
Yeah.
This was Sid's moral of the story. No, I mean, there's not really much to it. There was a guy in a trench coat. You see his back, and you see the woman looking at some CDs. Was in a
oh,
record
so she
store.
Was jerking off at, towards a woman.
Yeah,
a woman.
It wasn't like a it was like a long coat, I guess. It was winter time.
Still,
and
that's like...
You just see the fucking coat go out to the side, and then, like, you see motion.
Ew.
And then you see the girl turn around and go,
Like, what the fuck? And then he runs.
If it was Ryan Gosling, would she have reacted the same way?
I don't know. Good question.
She probably would have been grateful.
You think?
That's why it's a double standard.
What about Bieber?
Man. If it was Ryan Gosling, he would not need to go jerk off in a fucking Virgin megastore.
Everyone has their kinks. That's Maybe he saw a DVD of Drive with his face on the cover and got excited.
The only
awful
time
movie that is.
You don't like Drive?
Hated it.
Oh,
hate that.
Away with
movie.
You, Sid.
Awful.
I thought it was a great movie.
No.
And the
you,
book
because Ryan
too.
Gosling is in it. That's why.
No,
like,
I thought
break, stop.
It was
I've
the
never,
same
I
director as Bronson, and Bronson's like one of my favorite movies.
I don't think I've ever met a guy who liked Drive.
I liked it.
Oh, Jake's like,
I didn't think it was like amazing. I thought it was definitely overhyped.
I like movies where the soundtrack just basically the lyrics explain what's going on in that scene because I'm too stupid to understand it myself. That's great. Thank you.
That's not what
Thank
happened.
You, director, because your audience is really dumb, so just explain it to us.
My girlfriend loved the movie Drive, too. And
so did my wife.
Place like Beyond the Pines, which I thought was horrible.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I wanted to. I keep forgetting the names. Thanks for telling
so
me.
So boring.
What is that?
It's Ryan Gosling being a criminal again.
Yeah. But he wears a Metallica t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
That's supposed to help? I shouldn't say it was horrible. I mean, it was just dragged on way too long, though. It had some good parts.
Isn't Ray Liotta in it or something?
Yeah, Ray Liotta's in it. He's a scumbag, dirty cop in it. Yeah.
So basically, the only role Ray Liotta plays anymore is a scumbag, dirty cop.
Pretty much.
So I was saying that the only time that I've ever seen men publicly jerk off was once in Brighton Beach under the boardwalk as I was walking
through
it with
my friend.
Well,
that's not necessarily public. Under
yeah, what are you doing on the boardwalk? You should know.
What are you doing down
that's
there
not private property. That's a public.
No, that's a shady area.
I was walking from the beach towards the boardwalk and like right next to the stairs underneath. I see this man with his dick out jerking off. Like 40.
Welcome to the jungle, Noah.
And then the next one was I had to take the Q train once all the way to Stillwell Avenue to get to the end because, like, there was no service. I had to take the end back. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, the middle of the night, like, I don't know, like 11 o'clock or something. And, like, there were all these homeless guys.
All jerking off like a can-can line.
It was a circle jerk.
Yeah. like, one behind the stairs, one behind the garbage can. Like, as I walked by, they were, like, just, like, getting more and more, like, ferocious.
This is moments like this are why we do this. Look at that girl.
Noah, I think Sid is so sympathetic towards these people is because he sees a piece of himself in these people.
Well, there was a good point in the chat. You know, Rob used to live in Brighton Beach. Are you sure that wasn't him?
He was the cookie. Also, no, you told us about a different situation where you saw some. Remember, didn't you say that like you and your friend used to hang out on your stoop?
Oh, yeah,
and
the guy in the white van.
Dick out?
Yeah, all right, so three places.
It's an epidemic with Noah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So you've never gotten the whole guy jerking off on the train with you? Because a lot of girls I know.
I haven't seen on the train.
You need to ride with Rob more often.
I've never seen it.
No, because you're doing it.
Oh, no, yeah.
You're looking straight ahead.
You're saying the other jerker offers don't congregate together? Like, they see another one, it's like professional courtesy.
Yeah,
they go,
okay, you've got this car covered. I'll move on to the different one.
But, like, at the end of the train station on Stillwell Avenue, there are, like, MTA employees that, like, clean the trains and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And?
They're also jerking off.
That's their work environment. Ew. Their work environment.
But what about the guys that work in peep shows? You ever see the, you know, like the fucking...
Well, that's, I mean, you are, like,
you know
what
you're getting into.
Yeah.
But also, honestly, and I've told this to people before that, like, come and visit New York, I'm like, you see this subway train? Assume that naked homeless ass and penis and balls have touched everything here.
Right.
Piss probably has touched everything here.
Vomit.
Probably cum.
HIV.
So, yeah, that's true. It goes with the territory.
That's why whenever I wear a skirt or shorts, like, I don't want to sit on the chairs on the subways because...
You just straddle the pole?
You should dress like a Yid woman when you go on the train. You know? Dress
with
like
your wig.
With your schmata.
Instead of just
and
being a Yid woman.
Yeah. The long ass ankle length skirt.
Ugh, those like really thick pantyhose, flesh toned pantyhose.
Yeah. It says that in the Torah though that you.
That I have to dress like a fucking.
In order to protect you from homeless jizz on the train. That's why God said that in the Torah.
Oh, because it's like a tablecloth, like a handkerchief, where it just catches all the cum.
It's a cum catcher.
Super Nintendo Chalmers says Noah jills off to the Jackson Guitars product line. Is that true?
Jills off?
It's like jacks off, but for
female
women.
For jacking off.
Jack and Jill.
Not really anymore. I used to. But when I went to NAMM to the Jackson booth this last January, I wasn't too impressed. They haven't really done anything new and exciting with their guitar lines.
No, I used to.
Now, when it comes to a guitar, what does that mean, new and exciting? Like, are there so many different ways?
The pickup is a centimeter bigger than it used to be.
Yeah.
It's no. Crazy, Rob.
No, like maybe a new design, different types of woods.
Mm.
I have to say, though, the fretboards on Jackson's are like my favorite out of all guitars.
Noah rubs off with a packet of D'Addario strings in her room, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It hurts, but I can't help it.
They're really thick strings.
Yeah.
The F string is very, yeah.
Well, Jake left his 8-string guitar, and I've been playing with that.
Oh, where have you been
that's
playing?
That's like a mammoth.
Play something. Do a live.
Yeah.
No, I'm
live
not ready for that. I have.
To,
I'm still getting used to it.
Okay. Well, you played the 9/11 song. You were great on that.
I want to forget that I ever did that.
Really?
I
why? That was great.
Did you read some of the comments that we've gotten on the YouTube
video? Not recently. I read them when it was first out.
Is it just more angry Limp Bizkit fans?
Yeah.
Oh, on that? Or no. On the? Oh, I thought. Who knows what the
are
fuck
there any
on.
Good comments on that?
Just people think we're tasteless and they want to murder us.
No, it's the same people that are upset about the Rolling Stone cover.
Yeah.
You got it.
Let's. I'm loading it.
Okay.
Hold on.
Any ETA there?
Well, it takes a few seconds, Darren.
Give us that day, yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
That damn dial-up modem.
General 9/11, never forget.
We don't need to hear it.
Sure we do. Oh, this is such a good riffing, Noah.
I don't think this is
oh, I like. Riff. I like one of the comments is that plane really hit the spot.
Oh.
Daddy's never coming home to fondle his daughters. I'm not living.
Didn't your former roommate do like a dubstep version of that?
Yeah.
Okay,
I just see positive comments here.
I mean, people are hearing it out of context.
What the fuck is the context?
The context that we were just making fun of all these songs that were coming out.
Yeah. But we did post it on YouTube out of context. 9/11,
9/11, never forget.
Oh, that chorus.
9/11, 9/11, never forget.
Can I read this comment here? Lower that down a little.
Lowering it? Hold on.
Lower. Even lower.
I just wants to hear him.
That's okay. For everyone that lasted this, and for you pigs that made this, it will come back to you someday. The universe obviously has lessons to teach you in this lifetime. Let's see if you laugh. One of your loved ones is murdered or taken away from you. Unnaturally and suddenly, you have just stupidly put this energy out into the universe. And unless you right this wrong, you will have a very sad lesson coming your way. It's called karma!
Science, David D. Raymond.
Yes.
I was going to say PG.
No, there actually, one person writes, only a sociopath would write and sing a disgusting song like this.
Well, first of all, we didn't write it.
Yeah, that makes fun of the misery of others. 3,000 died in this tragedy, and countless children and relatives have suffered terribly. You are really sick.
Excuse me, where did we make fun of anyone that died in 9/11?
Yeah, we're just making fun of these terrible songs.
Yeah, well, it's not explained in the clip, though, that that's what we're doing.
But you don't need to have it explained.
YouTube commenters need everything. These are the people that like the movie Drive. They
okay,
need everything.
But...
Hey!
Yeah. Everything needs to be spelled out.
No, did you understand the 9/11 song?
Oh.
Well, she was here when it happened, so of course.
I don't think even explaining things to people that stupid matters, so why bother?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Rob.
Fuck. But we don't
listen to the words about fathers who won't come to molest their daughters, hoping there are a lot of Jews and blacks on those planes. Are you nuts? This is about as disgusting as it gets.
That was like one line, and that was Sean's, like, he was trying to be satirical about that. But Sean's not that good at irony.
Oh.
He's a pretty straight ahead guy. No, I'm not saying he's not funny. I'm just saying that's not his forte.
Yeah.
He always says, oh, man, I'll play that line. You know,
Casper brings up a good point. Does that mean that all those country singers that wrote awful 9/11 songs are sociopaths?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Becoming a country singer alone means you're a sociopath, most likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or at least a racist.
Did we talk about Brad?
Yeah,
Brad
accidental
Paisley
racist?
And...
Yeah, we definitely talked
yeah
about that.
I definitely like that song. I'm Steve Harvey. I love Accidental Racist. Accidental Racist.
On the remix, there's a really fucked up comment. It says, I'm not going to lie, the buildings still drop harder than that bass.
Burn. Techno burn.
That guy is putting out the wrong energy
yeah
into the world.
What's the, yeah, the commenter's name there? He said that.
XXX, that one emo kid, XXX.
All that shit about karma. What about all the people that fucking died in the bit? Like, did they suffer from karma? I mean, they
clearly
just died for no reason.
Yeah, they probably did something fucked up. Well, listen, if you're working in the World Trade Center, you probably have some kind of blood on your hands.
Yeah, that's a good point, I guess.
My guitar teacher used to play at the restaurant,
mm-hmm,
and he didn't kill anybody.
Is he dead?
No, he's still alive.
Oh, so then he's fine. Karma.
Wow, there's some really messed up jokes.
What?
Knock, knock, who's there? Knock, 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 who? Knock, knock, knocked all your towers down.
Oh, that's
what?
Not even funny, though.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll say I'm all in favor of tasteless jokes like this, but they have to be really funny.
I bet Jahar wrote that one.
No, I think Shlomo.
Knock, 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 knock. Who's there?
Shlomo just keeps saying knock, knock.
Yeah. Knock, 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 knock. Of course.
All right, let's get to a bit of a music break.
All righty.
All right, let's kick it off with a new track from Revocation. They have a self-titled album coming out August 6th on Relapse Records.
All right.
What's it called?
Revocation.
Okay, thank you.
Here is the first single. It's a thrasher. It's Invidious. It's not Liquid Metal.
It's a
wow.
Liquid Metal Injection Livecast.
We'll edit that out later.
We'll be right back. While your heirs continue to get raped by this brutal metal, Rob is scanning Twitter for mentions of his name. It might be a while, so here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet, if it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Livecast. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Did that song sound great? Oh, I'm sorry. I had my script wrong. I meant to say, that song didn't sound great. Here's another. But Rob is finally done eating that plate of ribs he ordered during the music break. So we now return to the Metal Injection live cast. Please excuse the mess.
Is Chuck Landington stalking me? How did he know?
He just guessed because you're always eating ribs.
Oh, that's true. I actually had ribs last night from Fetsau, local...
How much was that?
It was, I don't even remember. I think the whole
thing
came
out. Did you eat there? Do they deliver?
They don't deliver, but I've started just doing takeout because I could just walk home. It's like a 10-minute walk.
But then if they're already there, why don't you just eat there?
Oh, because there's never any seating because it's always packed.
And I've noticed in a lot of these hipster-oriented type places, the seating is for a 90-pound adolescent woman.
Yeah, there's no elbow room.
Yeah, what is that?
Well,
why is that
I think it's
trying to maximize the space.
Probably because, they don't really have a lot of space. Rent is so expensive.
They choose not to have a lot of space because they could have just less seats there, but they want to squeeze everyone in.
Right. Mm.
So why do that? Why make it uncomfortable?
Hipsters prefer
that.
It makes me feel like there's somewhere special.
Terrible.
So do you just eat the ribs as you walk home?
No.
It's like walking down the street with a rack of ribs in your hand?
Do you hold the bag like it's a really precious baby?
I coddle it like a baby, definitely.
You're in an aisle in Walmart getting barbecue sauce on a woman's knee.
There's no Walmart in Williamsburg.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Soon.
It's a challenge if I ever did hear one.
Well, they're going to open up a Whole Foods.
Ugh.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's going to take up a whole block.
Perked Rob's ears up.
Whole block food.
No, that's shocking.
On Bedford and between 4th and 3rd.
It's shocking that there would be a Whole Foods here. I'm shocked that there isn't one already.
Well, I feel like this area is very against corporate, big stores coming in.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
They're bringing in a lot of new ones.
I heard an Urban Outfitters is opening around here, which is absurd.
Yeah. Why is that absurd?
Absurd.
Why? There's a CVS.
Now you want to take the train to get an AC/DC t-shirt.
The CVS FM.
There's going to be an Arby's soon and a Wendy's.
What?
An Arby's slash Wendy's. No,
Arby's is great. I wish there was a Chipotle that I could use.
Yeah.
There's kind of a Chipotle. It's on North 7th, but it's not called Chipotle, but it's the same thing.
What?
Yeah.
It's probably twice
as expensive. Do they have burrito bowls? That's my thing.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, because it's so good.
Just have a burrito. What's wrong with you?
Because
too good for a fucking tortilla?
A burrito takes less movement, Rob. You just put it next to your face and push.
Well, the thing
your head is so big, you could take... You
the
could
tortilla itself is just a lot of carbs and pointless carbs.
Guy,
who needs
it? No, the tortilla is a vehicle in which you get the food into your mouth.
No, I could use a fork.
Don't say that. Rob will eat a vehicle.
Yeah.
You could use a fork with your burrito.
Yeah, but why? Then it gets all mushed in. Then here's the thing. Like when I poke into a burrito with my fork, you'll hit the edge of the tortilla, and you can't get a proper scoop out of there.
You get a knife and a fork. What's wrong with you?
Nah. Just get rid of the tortilla. It's useless. Give me the bowl. Fuck you.
Well, then they got a bowl. The bowl is even more useless. At least the tortilla you can eat. Though maybe you eat the bowl. I don't know.
Sometimes.
He smokes the bowl.
If there's enough guac.
Guac.
Yeah, you're so concerned with carbs, but you're pounding guac.
Yeah, guac. Avocado is good for you.
Avocado, it's a good fat.
A lot of calories.
Rob's on such a first-name basis with guacamole. He just says guac.
Guac.
Me and guac go
a lot of
back.
People say guac, but
I know. That's another white person thing that I can't stand. Guac.
What's wrong with guac?
Amazeballs. You know, shit like
no.
that.
It's a different
the same thing.
It is not the same thing.
Guacamole. It's fine.
It's toast the same thing,
right? It's like instead of saying picture,
toast
pick.
Toast not.
I took a pick.
That's also stupid.
Yeah.
What was that? A pick? Took a pick?
Yeah.
I notice people saying LOL out loud now, too.
Yeah. And OMG.
Have you noticed the OMG? Oh, just stop.
It all started with the N word.
You really think so?
No, I just thought.
Oh,
what
you know what else?
Reaction.
No bueno. That's another thing that white people say now. Like,
shut up.
That, you don't realize how douchey that sounds?
No bueno.
Oh, man, I'm sitting here stuck in traffic. No bueno. Yeah.
No bueno.
No bueno. No worries. That's another one.
Cool beans. That's
cool
always
beans,
been my least
favorite.
High school, that just. That and skeeved out.
Well,
those two, even
sometimes
since school,
I used to say skeeved out, but I'm over it. I feel it makes me sound too
Also over it when people say that.
What about heebie-jeebies?
That I'm all right with, because it sounds vaguely anti-Semitic.
You guys sound so old. Now, for Sid and Darren sound old.
No one's agreeing with us.
How about me likey?
You're the problem.
Me likey, that's another one I hate.
Yeah, me likey, not acceptable. Me reiki, acceptable.
No worries.
I say no worries. What's wrong with no worries?
Some people worry.
It's affected. I don't know. It seems pretentious.
Yeah, why? I don't believe it.
No worries.
My bad.
No biggie.
No biggie, I think, is okay.
It's just the same as...
How about noms? How about saying noms?
No, I don't like that, yeah. I don't
only when I'm texting a picture of Bruno eating do I say nom, nom, nom.
That's different. That's the intended purpose. But when they say noms...
You can't
just
use noms as
food,
a noun.
Yeah. Let's go get some noms afterwards.
No.
I see that constantly now.
No.
What if they were referring
to Vietnamese
people?
Yeah. On Facebook.
You need to unfollow these people.
I have douchebags on Facebook.
What if they're referring to Vietnamese food, though? Can they call that noms?
Yes.
Okay.
Noms.
That's the one.
Actually, I see it somewhat on my Facebook. I see a lot more of it on my girlfriend's Facebook because she's friends with a lot of people.
What are you doing reading your girlfriend's Facebook?
No, she'll show me when someone says something really stupid.
Yeah.
And we make fun of it together.
Rob?
What?
No, Rob has not. The only thing on this list that Rob has said is guac.
Oh, my God.
Guac.
Darren, you just reminded me.
I love guac, though.
I never, I haven't really been remembering my dreams lately.
Uh-oh.
But the other day, I had a dream that your girlfriend posted a video of you on her Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, finally, Darren on Instagram, because she'll never really post pictures of you.
Right.
And it was you just, sitting there in your boxers, and you had, no shirt on.
Wow.
How did Darren look?
Was it horrible? Was it scary?
But you were, whining about something.
Here's, this is one of those amazing situations where literally in 30 seconds we can make your dream come true. Darren.
No.
Disrobe.
Why. And
no,
she always...
But I didn't finish. And then, But then I turned it off. I was like, I don't want to see
Darren. We could reenact this right here.
Thanks a lot.
I didn't feel right looking at it.
Oh, I see.
She posted it on her Instagram. I wanted you to look at it.
This is why I don't take... she hates me for that, for not taking enough pictures, because I'm still insecure about my appearance.
I just don't like being in pictures.
I don't mind it when I'm more in shape.
Okay, here you go. Darren. I find it such a treat whenever Sid's wife posts a picture of Sid or the two of them.
It's like an animal in captivity.
It makes me so
happy. How the hell did she get him to stand still?
I pledged to make more of an effort to take pictures, but it's hard for me.
Okay, your friends want to see what you're doing.
Well, you. My other friends don't give a shit.
What?
Your friends should mind their own fucking business. Yeah. They should be doing stuff, too, instead of worrying what I'm doing.
My friends don't give a shit. Only you. You're the only friend.
See those pictures.
Why?
Cute. The other day, Sid posted a picture in the same... Oh, I'm sorry, Sid's wife,
pictures.
Amy, posted a picture where they got married.
Yeah.
And that was
yesterday.
Really
we went
sweet.
To eat there. Yeah,
so it reminded me of your wedding, and it made me happy.
I guess.
Jeez.
Instead of that, why don't you get married? Make new memories instead of just thinking about old ones.
Maybe one day.
Do it. Jake, where are you? Call him up right now and propose.
California.
Call him up right now and propose.
Oh, wow.
Now.
On the air.
Yes.
I don't have
Take
to
that,
do that.
Facebook.
On CBS FM.
He's already been proposed to.
By you?
He's not going anywhere.
Wait, by you?
No.
Does that mean?
We already discussed our future.
Ricky News on the live cast?
We've already discussed our future.
And what is that?
We're going to spend our lives until we die together.
Oh,
so
please.
Where's the ring?
Sid.
You gotta put a ring on it. It's a song setting.
We're not ready for marriage yet.
But you're ready to spend the rest of your lives together, so what's the difference?
I don't know.
What's the difference for you? Do
you're
you
not
want to get married?
You're not going to be fertile forever. Come on.
First of all, I don't need to be married to get pregnant.
Slut.
Second of all, I don't want to be pregnant yet. And I can't get pregnant yet because I'm on birth control.
When do you want to get pregnant? When are you planning?
Rob could help you out.
gosh, my mid-30s.
Mid-30s.
Aren't you already there? How old are you?
No, I have I have between 3 and 5 years. So
okay.
I don't know if I'll be able to do the life test after that. By the way,
have you? We better hit it big in like 3 to 5 years
Speaking of proposal, something to propose right now. Before the end of the year, we have a double live cast wedding. Darren, his girlfriend, Noah, her boyfriend.
Boom!
Make it happen.
You're a fucking yenta. Calm down.
Yeah, I like making you guys uncomfortable.
Oh.
Come on.
I mean, Jake and I want to get married, but whenever we have the time for it. Now's not a good time.
Well, he's on tour when he gets back. When's that going to be? A few months? Like a month?
Rob, the end of August.
Okay, so there you go. September wedding.
I don't want a September
wedding.
Why
are you so excited for a wedding?
I just want to make these people uncomfortable.
Free food.
It's funny. I might not even go.
What?
Free food.
You're not going to go to my wedding?
Well, if it's like a destination wedding, like somewhere outside of New York, I might not.
Oh, okay.
But if
it'll probably be
if it's convenient.
Have you thought about your wedding, Noah? Like where it would be?
Like on a mountaintop somewhere in Israel or something?
No.
It's going to be at the Ammunition Museum.
Yeah.
No.
Where would it be?
In California.
Why California?
Why California?
Because the weather is always nice and like on the beach.
Oh.
Maybe
but even though
beach,
all
know.
You people, all your friends are in the East Coast, you're going to make everyone fly out
yes.
and inconvenience everyone.
It's such an inconvenience.
You realize if we're buying plane tickets, then that's going to cut into what we get you as a gift.
First of all, I don't even know if I want to live in New York forever.
What?
What if I move to California? You won't come out to my wedding?
How are we
doing
the show?
That's the only reason why I don't want to move to California. This podcast is the only reason why I won't go just yet.
Oh.
Just yet? Like it's a threat.
She's still not
thinking about it. Eventually, I'm going to become an old lady, and I'm not going to continue doing
eventually.
The podcast.
She's going to wait till Varg comes here and kills
yeah.
all of us.
No, eventually she'll run out of like sex stories to tell us, and then she'll be like, well, that's it for me.
Is that all I contribute, sex stories?
What? You haven't told a sex story on the air
yeah.
in like months.
Since she started having sex regularly, she stopped telling stories about it.
Yeah, Noah.
It's hard to tell.
Your
a story
relationship
a
is cutting into the show.
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, someone in the chat wants to know how long you can hold your breath for. I don't know.
Why
it sounds vaguely
that?
Sexual.
What?
I don't know.
Like while blowing a guy? Like what?
That's drop. Sid will only go to Noah's wedding if she has it at a place with great appetizers.
That's
true. Helps.
I
help.
Promise I will have the best appetizers.
Yeah, what if the wedding invite was in Comic Sans?
I'm there.
What if the... No, you just...
I'll at least magnet it up to my refrigerator.
That's what I was going
to
say. You'll frame the fucking yeah. thing. That doesn't mean you're going.
That's true.
What if they make her wedding cake all out of, like, mozzarella sticks? Or
oh.
kind of
no, I want it out of, like, the Carvel ice cream with the crunchies in it.
Oh.
I'm bored with that.
Will there be a little Fudgy the Whale shaped like Noah and Jake on top of the...
yeah, I guess.
Now, Darren,
no,
when you get married,
want...
will Mr. Met officiate?
Yes.
Okay. That's
of course.
That's
okay.
all
they
I
ask me
know.
That?
Come on.
See, I know Darren's wedding will be conveniently located. There will be some kind of metro.
It'll
There'll
just
be
in the
parking lot. No, it'll be
yeah.
either in the Grand Prospect Hall or the parking lot of Citi Field.
I'm
going to
do it in the stadium. Room. In the
yeah.
stadium.
You're
going to
rent out the stadium?
Yes, and invite all the yids that
People
were there.
Have had weddings at, like, the Cyclones ballpark. I know that.
Really?
I think so. So.
Holy cow.
It's,
okay,
it's
sure.
doable, at least there.
Will there be a holy cow at your wedding?
Yes. Blessed by a Rebbe.
And his name will be Robert.
Oh, I'm holy? Well, I do have some holy.
That's a backhanded cow. It's like, oh, I'm holy, but I'm a cow.
Hey, nothing wrong with cows. They're very sacred. And
Rob could dress up like Mr. Met and officiate the wedding.
Oh, I would totally do that.
As long as you show up on time, like some other
wedding,
you
would be a mascot
fuck.
At Darren's
I am
wedding.
I'm all about Mr. Met.
I don't think I want my like. I love the Mets, but I don't want this to make a mockery out. You know, like to have.
Will you invite
fucking,
Gary Cohen?
That I would do. I actually want Howard Finkel at my. See that? Did you see that video?
If you promise him appetizers, I think him and me are the two people that will show up
he
to the wedding.
He has gained some weight.
Well,
but he really does that though. Howard Finkel does wedding introductions. You know who that is.
Would you
right?
would you like once you get married, but like once it's done, would Howard Finkel announce you as the new world tag team champion?
I actually just want him to
romantic.
I want him yeah. to follow me around and just announce my life, you know. Now entering the laundromat, carrying two bottles of detergent. 3D you know, shit like that.
What you should do is pre-record yourself doing that and then just carry a boombox with you wherever you go. And like you, and right before you walk into the laundromat, just place the boombox at the entrance, play,
yeah.
and then walk in.
I like it.
After completing his all-you-can-eat buffet and new food coma champion.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Or just like, he passed another bowel.
You would take
you
him
passed
the bowel?
Your bowel? Your bowel came out of you?
What the fuck are you talking about?
A movement, I guess, out of the bowel. That's what I meant.
Bowel movement.
Yes. Thank you, Noah.
Oh, Rob.
Noah dug that one out of the toilet.
Yeah.
Ew.
Rob, when you marry ribs, will you do it at Citi Field?
I think that's legal now.
Marrying rib?
Yeah.
I might have to do that. I actually was on a no rib deal for like at least a month.
With the devil?
No barbecue, because I was having it so often that it kind of like lost specialty for me for a while.
His ass was getting very loose from all the bowel.
Looser. Yeah.
I like keeping a tight asshole, Sid. Thank you very much.
He does some kegels.
There's your drop. There's your weekly drop.
I had my weekly drop earlier today.
All right, now you got two, homie.
Why?
You never know. You never know when a tight asshole can come in handy.
Are you okay, Darren?
Yes, I'm fine. Fiddle in the chat says, food coma is one of those white people phrases I hate.
I think it's if you overuse it, probably.
The itis.
That's
the itis
a black
is offensive.
Thing.
Why?
Because it's short for niggeritis.
What?
Yes. Is that really
Dave
true?
Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
I learned it from Dave Chappelle. So if I learned it from a black
it from the
person,
boondocks.
It's fine.
Well, the itis is it's like a black community phrase that people are just adopted. Like it's spread out to white people use it, just like other slang.
Oh,
I
my
thought
God.
But that was all. When I was a kid, that was black people saying the itis.
I never heard it until the boondocks.
Yeah.
I heard
yeah.
it on the boondocks. But I heard it first on Dave Chappelle when he had the Dave Chappelle show on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I've never heard that was name.
I'm
right.
pretty sure that's what I heard. That's
Are you looking
where,
that up on Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Never heard that said back to back. But anyway, the itis is the same as a food coma. That was always like
yeah.
the urban way of saying that.
The feeling called niggeritis because it's normally found in us blacks after enjoying a filling meal.
You know that guy just wrote us blacks to him so that he could be excused for saying niggeritis.
Yeah.
yeah, I liked the saying the itis until I learned what it actually stood for.
I don't know that that's a definitive. Like I've heard, why would black people say niggeritis against themselves?
Well, that's why they shorten it to the itis.
Okay, so it's,
well, why would they call each other niggers?
Can we stop saying that?
Saying what?
We're not calling anybody that though.
I don't know.
So okay, so that makes you uncomfortable, Sid?
Yeah.
Jesus, you just talked about 9/11.
I've explained it before that I am assuming that we have some lesser educated, lesser intelligent listeners.
So what?
Who, when they hear us say that, misunderstand what we're saying.
Listen, can I?
And I'd rather not even go there.
Can I interject something here? My philosophy when I do this show with you is I'm speaking to the three of you.
Yeah, me
and
too.
Anyone who listens and gets it, which we have a lot of people in our chat that are very intelligent, that's fine. And anyone who doesn't get it, fuck them. The end. I talk to this audience the same way I talk to you. And anyone who knows us would know that we're not going around like calling people racial slurs. I mean,
well,
saying
I don't know about
I think it's true.
Hey.
But I think it's dumbing it down to say any time like you say a racial slur, just say the word. It's offensive. I don't agree with that. I think we can talk about the word without it, you know, it being offensive. If we're talking about its use,
it's easy for a room full of white folks to feel that way, though.
But all right, but so you know, when I know like when I've had, for example, like the job I always talk about where the guy threw the shit against the wall. Okay? That job was like almost entirely black people
okay.
that I worked with. Not one of them had a problem with like, say, Will Ferrell saying the word nigger in a song when singing song lyrics or, you know what I mean? Like, black people are not fucking idiots. Like, they know when you're being offensive and when you're not, you know?
I suppose, but I'm sure that it also just feels shitty to hear that word in general.
It shouldn't, though. That's what I'm saying. We're not. It's context of words matter. If we're talking about it in a dictionary sense, like what does this word mean? It's not the same as saying, "Hey, you," you know. Like,
yeah. Why talk about the Holocaust?
Because it's funny. No, but do we? We don't talk about the Holocaust.
But I'm sure there were Jews that don't want to. People that died on 9/11.
We're a room full of Jews, so we're allowed to. It's sort of like how I could say something about my relative or something, but if a stranger does, then watch your fucking mouth. That's.
So black people can't talk about the Holocaust.
But what about people that their family member died on 9/11? Do they want to hear that when we joke about it? You know?
Let's ask them.
Well, but you don't seem offended by that. Like that doesn't put you off from talking about 9/11.
Well, we don't say that it should have happened.
No, but I'm using your logic. In other words, we know we're
not a profane word.
We're not saying that it should have happened, but there might be someone listening that's stupid and they don't want to hear that. That's what your argument was.
Let's hear it from him.
All right, so but how come that doesn't deter you from talking about it?
Because it's not a slur.
What's the difference?
It's a difference.
Okay.
It's one specific word, not a topic.
I don't get it. I don't see. I'm not seeing a distinction.
Agree
to
disagree.
All right.
Let's get ready to rumble.
You're the one with the sound effects.
I know, but it wasn't worth going and getting it.
By the way, I just got a text from the King of Metal, Dave Hill, who just landed in New York City after hanging out with Phil Anselmo for a week. He said he's going to try to call in once he gets to his cab.
What's the phone number in case he's listening and he forgot?
Dave, the phone number is 646-929-1357.
Okay.
And other people can call in, too.
It's true.
Yeah, we haven't given the number out today.
I gave it out a few times, Darren. Where were you?
You had lost someone in 9/11. Call in so we can talk to you.
And ask you if it's
Were you offended by our song? Or anything else we've talked about?
And if so, why are you such a little bitch?
Oh. Yeah. We may have a pig call in that's offended by Rob eating ribs constantly.
Have we told a story about like when I had like a viewing party for Blazing Saddles in my house?
Oh, no.
That must have been lost in the mail.
What?
Yeah, mine too. I never even heard about this said party.
Well, this was before college, so...
You're still friends.
Well, we weren't that close, no.
All right.
Jeez. Who would come to a bit?
Oh,
your parents'
house? Didn't
you
like
had
you
a
on
Blazing
the
Saddles viewing party?
Yeah, just to hang out.
Who was there?
Think it was a Blazing Saddles viewing party, was it? Isn't it? You hung out and happened to watch Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
Were you there, Darren? Darren was there.
It wasn't like, it's like, oh, let's all get together and watch Blazing Saddles. It's just like, oh, let's all hang out. Like, oh, everybody want to watch a movie?
So that's not a viewing party at all.
Anyway.
But this was
like
a bunch of...
pre-planning, so it's not a party.
This was a bunch of people I really can't stand, apart from Rob, so I wouldn't have wanted to go
there. Give us the list, Rob.
Was Squiggy there?
No, I don't know.
But people that hang out.
Who was there? Who was there?
They don't listen.
At this elite viewing party, who was there?
Barry and Eve were there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thomas and Patty, Jeff, you know, like those, my high school friends. And so there was also...
Barry's never told me about this. I'm going to have to get some information.
Can ask to confirm.
Okay.
Two of you now.
He might actually not have been there. But anyway... There was one black guy there who was dating a girl who was the sister of my really good friend, which is how he was there.
I'm very confused now.
Anyway, so there's a black guy there, and in Blazing Saddles, they dropped the N-bomb. See, so I'm being respectful.
So did everyone look at him when they did that?
No, he got so offended. He was, Barry was there because he found it as absurd as I did that this guy got offended that like that we put on a movie where white people say nigger all the time. And everyone, like me and Barry, were like, but the whole point is they're being shown to be the idiots of the movie.
Yeah.
The black guy is the smart guy. And he's like, that's not cool. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
You can't say it. It's not cool.
Okay.
It's like,
but this is an example of...
He's allowed to feel however he wants about it. He's a black person and we're not.
No, see, can I just interject here?
You can't tell
here?
A black person
how
to react to racism.
I'm not telling anyone how to react to anything, but I feel like in any other situation apart from that, you would be pointing out how stupid the guy is. For not understanding a movie.
If it was a universal situation, sure, but that's not because I'm not a black person.
Why can't you? There are other people you criticize that you aren't part of their group, but they're fucking idiots and clearly saying something stupid. Why should that be an exception?
If that's how it made him feel, you can't control how something instantly makes you react. And if he didn't like it, then he didn't like it.
But I mean, what his reasoning is that you just can't say the word, even if it's clearly being used to show that the person's a racist and a fucking idiot.
Okay.
Don't you think that's in other words, if someone made a satire and the person has to act racist within the show, like in other words, Archie Bunker or something, is that something we shouldn't be saying for fear of offending?
I'm fine with it, but I'm not him.
Right, but we can.
I'm not black.
We're prevented from criticizing his position on something because we're not black. I don't agree with that.
That's reverse racism.
I don't think it's reverse racism.
I don't think that's a thing.
That's really not a thing.
I just want to say it.
Racism is only, and I agree with Sid on this point, is that, you know, racism is only, black people cannot commit racism because you need to have institutionalized power to commit racism. You can't just
be prejudiced.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But I feel like I feel like we're almost patronizing black people by saying like that, by saying, you know, we can't say any words that, because black people are not idiots. Like,
but
they
you just
know,
pointed one out that feels this way.
Well, he, but that was a stupid thing for him to say.
If that's how it makes him feel, then that's how it makes him feel.
But don't you think, all right, so anything anyone feels is valid at any time? I don't agree with that. Really?
What is that guy wanted to jerk off at the Walmart. That's what he felt. It's valid.
All right, fine.
As long as he doesn't jerk off
on
a black person.
What about all the people you're making fun of who are against the Rolling Stones cover and calling them stupid?
Yeah, like shouldn't the families of the
I haven't
people,
heard any of the families of the victims say anything. One
they
way
were
or the other.
No, there was articles
okay,
about
well,
it.
Okay, well, what did they say?
That they were offended by it. Shouldn't yeah. they be? Isn't that their right to be offended by it?
Yeah, don't buy the magazine.
Okay, but you just said that like what? Why would they put like any? Why should they care? Like, wait, what did you say earlier? You know, I guess you said why would they put the victims on the cover? You didn't say
yeah.
anything about that. Okay, fair enough.
That just glamorizes victim culture. Is that any better? Do people
sure.
start hanging out at marathons sure. hoping to get blown up? You don't want to do that either. You didn't think about that, did
Sam,
they?
Sam, you sit in your points.
That's right.
So
I just like arguing about shit. I can really argue either side of this thing. It's just fun. So this is the side I ended up on, so this is the side I'll argue.
The best argument I ever had with Sid was about when he said he would be a Yankee fan if his girlfriend...
That's not what I said. I just said I would be happy for her if her team won.
I can't go with that. I'm sorry.
I never said I would be a Yankee fan.
You know what I mean. You would root for the Yankees if it didn't affect your team.
Yeah.
If
my significant other was a Yankee fan.
I don't
but
think,
that's the big leap is to say that I would ever go out with someone who was a Yankee fan.
That's all right, but
which would most likely never happen, so it would never be an issue. But if somehow it did,
well, I go out with a Rangers fan. I hate the Rangers.
Yeah, but that's hockey. Who gives a fuck about hockey?
I would do the exact. If she was a Yankee fan, I'd do the exact same thing. I would mercilessly.
But
root
she's
for
a huge
her.
Met fan, and that's probably a big reason why you initially
yes.
were into her. So she's a Yankee fan.
No, it's not. That's not why I'm into her.
I'm not
at
saying
all.
It's the only reason, but I'm sure at the beginning you're like all this and a Met fan. Holy shit!
Yeah, it's a nice perk.
So if you, yeah, so if she was instead of being the best possible fan,
I would still
if she was the polar opposite.
I would still be madly in love with her. If she was a Yankee fan.
Aww.
I just it
but
would,
yet no wedding by the end of the year. What the fuck?
Stop it! I would root for her misery in the form of
Aww.
Baseball, and then we'd make up later.
All right. Oh, okay.
Now in the chat, look, you heard it. Sid loves the Yankees.
Yes.
Number one Damn Yankee it. Fan, Sid Capsinel,
oh.
is the co-host of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah, write a blog post about it.
I rooted for the Spurs. I rooted for the Spurs in the playoffs.
Well, so what?
I'm not a Spurs fan otherwise, really. But it didn't. Spurs. It would be interesting if the Spurs and the Nets were in the playoffs.
What if? But see,
in the finals.
I mean, what if your girlfriend was a Heat fan? Would
I
you
don't have a girlfriend.
Oh, your wife was a Heat fan. Would you root for the Heat?
Why would she be a fucking Heat
fan? Well, what if she's from Miami?
Let's just say you didn't know when you got together with her.
Then, yeah, probably.
What
yeah.
if, like, some? What if you know, Udonis Haslem lent her a kidney and she just...
Well, then that's a pretty big thing. And that's more rooting for a specific player. I could
okay.
root for him to have a great
what?
Game and a loss.
All right, fair enough.
That's fine. You have any opinions on Udonis Haslem?
I don't know who that is.
Racist.
Why?
Fucking racist. If he was white, you'd know who
His
he was.
His name is Udonis?
Udonis.
Like Adonis?
Yeah,
but
with
a
U. Because you're the Donis.
Oh, well, that's
It's not
true.
Just any Donis. Oh.
Or the University of Donis? I guess that would be Donis U.
Yeah, What the fuck are we talking
about? What are we talking about?
I don't know. I don't know, but it was fun.
Yeah.
See? I don't, you know, the three of you at this table, probably the three people I've known the longest time without having major arguments with. I don't remember ever having major arguments with any of you.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Never
we had one that one time.
What was it? About the Yankees?
No,
one?
No, no. Well, that, I don't know. I feel like you might have been a little bit more worked up about that than I was.
What?
But the one
You're
when
trolling
I,
me.
Yeah, the time when you weren't here and I started a running
yeah.
joke on the show that you
yes.
were not a fan of, that
yeah.
was the closest I feel we ever
I was
did.
Upset
was,
at you, but it blew right over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But other
so
than
what?
That, yeah, I don't think there's ever really been. Yeah.
Yeah.
To the detriment of the show, obviously.
We need a little more drama.
Fucking it was drama when Sean was here. Somewhat.
I suppose. That was all subtext, though.
Okay, I'll say it. Me and Sean had a relationship.
Yeah. Well, it's out now.
Yeah. Started with a little footsie under the table during the show, and then the footsie went to calfsy, to kneesy,
to starting to do kegels to keep your asshole tight.
That's right.
Well, I just want to clarify that I was the top.
Yeah.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
Fucking, he's like 80 pounds.
Yeah,
that guy.
He's the little spoon.
He's
he's like a Coke spoon.
Yeah. But all the tattoos, obviously, he likes getting pricked with things.
Oh.
So.
Oh, my God.
A lot of show on this show. It's been a while.
That 9/11 song.
Yeah.
Which, according to him,
all
never
of
happened.
My penis and face.
Yeah, 9/11 never happened. Yeah.
So there's nothing to get offended about. The Boston Marathon bombing, according to a lot of people, didn't happen either.
No, it happened, just not by
him.
Jahar and his brother.
Who supposedly did it.
Obama.
Some, like, CIA people.
Well, his name is Obama. There you go. Remember that Motorhead song?
Yes,
Bomber?
And he sounded just Obama. Like, yeah.
That made the rounds when he was running the first time.
It's Obama! It's Obama!
That sounds like Dave Mustaine. That wasn't a good impression.
Because you don't have That's a big fine. Cocoa Puff on your cheek.
Yeah. I feel like I usually do it. Okay, let me. That was bad, though.
You need the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where the fuck is it?
Jeez. Rob.
Obama.
No! Ow!
What's the status of Lemmy's health? Is he still alive?
He's recovering. Yeah, he's fine.
I've got to tend to me neo-Nazi memorabilia.
I think he's taking a shit.
This is a song about me Cocoa Puff.
It is Obama.
Yeah. If that was, like, his theme music wherever he went and he came out to that, like, when he was giving a speech to Congress or whatever,
yeah.
I think that would be pretty damn cool.
He would have gotten reelected, for sure.
Totally.
I don't know that you're the new president has a Muslim middle name and want to come out to, it's Obama, it's Obama.
But it sounds like he's saying Obama.
Yeah,
no, you get Motorhead to change the title.
Yeah, but like change the lyrics.
Like Sid was
like,
saying, a lot of stupid people will not understand you. And in politics, I think it matters more than doing a radio show.
Yeah, like the stupid people that were criticizing Mark Anthony for singing the national anthem because it wasn't American.
That was
for,
great.
An American-born Latin singer to sing the national anthem.
Was it? Well, did he sing the national anthem or God Bless America?
Oh, God Bless America.
My complaint with that was like the weird facial twitches he was doing during the whole thing.
I was at the game.
He looked coked out. It was weird.
Mm.
And he's a shitty singer, so his reputation is going to be bad. But that.
But
I don't
again,
care where he's born. He's
I feel it's just like, again, with that public shaming website. It's like, okay, 20 people said something racist.
Yeah.
But it's like you can find 20 people saying something racist about any like situation with a minority.
You make a good point.
So it's like it's not – I feel like by drawing attention to it, it makes it worse.
So you're against the Rolling Stone cover too then? It's the same justification. You don't want to draw attention.
Yeah, I hate this guy.
Sure.
I think the larger issue is that God Bless America is a terrible film.
Ah,
song.
The worst.
Yeah.
Awful song.
We already do the anthem every game. That's
right. And the anthem, well, don't get me started on anthems.
It's
also
a shitty song, but it was fucking hundreds of years ago.
I just think anthems in general are shitty. I mean, we can be, you know, anywhere on the planet within 24 hours. Why are we worshiping, like, 19th century border delineations that don't fucking mean anything anymore?
Yeah.
Are you, anti-American, Darren?
Yes. I am anti-American, although I love this country.
You're anti-patriot.
I am pro-America in principle, but I'm anti what America is now. I feel like we are missing out on what it's supposed to be.
Fucking apologist.
It's true. I apologize, Sid. No, and on top of that, God Bless America is really an anti-American song because it's so anti-American values. It's like exclusionary, and it's like, you know, if you what if you don't believe in God? You know, what if you don't believe in
We don't want you here. Get out.
Exactly. That's anti-American, Sid.
Yeah.
And then anti, you know, what if you are the wrong religion? What if you're a different religion?
We don't
religion?
Want you here. Get
out. What if you believe
in... All right, isn't all religion wrong?
Yes.
Right, but what if you're the other religion from the person who wrote the song?
Who wrote the song?
I don't even know. Oh, is it Irving Berlin, maybe?
Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Who was a Jew?
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
She's a woman, so she needs guidance?
Yeah,
that too. But why? All right, so let's say we're in a war with Afghanistan. So God's going to guide us? Why doesn't God love everybody, supposedly? Why is God helping us fucking bomb other people? That doesn't make any sense.
From the mountains, through the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam.
Yeah,
I don't touch the ocean.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that ocean. Yeah.
He frosts the ocean.
Yeah.
This froth maker.
Yeah. In his swim trunks.
God bless America.
That's not what I sound.
Hello,
my home.
Marty Gumble singing the
song. You can't sing that song, Rob.
What? Rob's national anthem is Hurry for Hollywood.
I sang God Bless America at like school recital. In elementary school.
Solo?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've gotten solos.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Back when my voice sounded like this.
Did you have to sing songs and stuff?
Did you sing Tradition?
Not. I didn't have to. I chose to.
You actually sang.
I'm a performer. Yes.
Wow.
In elementary school. I would never do that
now.
Oh,
what about in high school?
Or in junior high school. In high school, well, I did the plays. So, yeah. I never had, like, I never had a lead in a musical, so I never had, like, a solo.
You never will with that attitude.
We actually have rock solo Rob did here. I think he forgot about it.
There's no business like show business.
But yeah, I did sing Tradition, like the ensemble.
Wow, you jazzed it up.
The Brighton Beach version.
There's no business like show business. Like this. Okay, we have the King of Metal, Dave Hill, calling in.
Speaking of show business.
Dave, is that you? Dave Hill from Show Business?
It's me.
Hey,
that's
Dave.
Right.
Dave.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, definitely. We can you hear us? Okay.
Yeah, it's echoing.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I'm echoing.
Oh, well, we don't hear your echo. So at least you can hear yourself back, though. So that's great.
Yeah. Am I on the air now?
You're on the air now, yeah. So, Dave,
were
just hanging out with Heavy Metal Icon, right? Did you just get back from that? Who were you hanging out with?
I was spent a week down with Phil Anselmo in Louisiana.
There was a goat. I saw a goat in your picture.
Yeah, we rented a goat. We did all sorts of stuff. We jammed with him and his band.
Did you give him some advice on music, like how to make his music better?
It wasn't like, you know, it's been we helped each other.
What would you
giving
say?
Giving each other tips.
What would you say you learned from Phil? What did he teach you?
I learned how to scream better. A lot of stuff. It's all gonna come out. We shot a bunch of stuff.
Oh, cool!
Coming soon. For adultswim.com.
Oh, nice!
Wow.
Yeah. So
Adult Swim takes an interest in metal now. It seems.
Well, this is going to be the most epic thing that's ever happened.
In the
King of Metal. This King of Metal is the other King of Metal. Phil.
Phil is the other King of Metal. You are the King of Metal.
Well, he's also the King of Metal. So it's the two Kings of Metal.
But who is the King of Kings?
You know, I don't know. So I might have to give it to him.
Oh, wow.
I got my ass kicked this week.
Yeah, I saw you had some bloodshed on you. Was that your blood, or was that the goat's blood?
Yeah, it was pig's blood.
Oh, pig's blood, wow.
You know, we had a lot of fun. Hanging out, pig's blood, goat rental. It's really not that expensive to rent a goat, as it turns out.
Oh, really? How much would you mind revealing the price?
It's only $50.
Oh, wow.
For the whole day?
No,
or is it...
I don't know. The goat handler, on the other hand, that'll run you. The goat handler was really what drove the price up.
Oh, I see.
So we weren't allowed to just have... I thought they would just drop the goat off and we would let them know when we were done.
So you hung out in on his farm, right? Like he has a big proper, like a lot of acres of land.
There's big compound down in Louisiana.
Does he have cable? Does he live like a regular life, or like what kind of stuff do you see there?
He makes a really great salad.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard.
Does he make his own dressing?
Yeah, everything.
Wow.
Grown right on the premises, makes his own dressing. Yeah, we had a lovely time. It's a beautiful home. We hung out, looked in the portal, ate salads.
Sounds like a typical week. Now, another thing I noticed about Phil Anselmo is that he wears Crocs, which Jaren is a fan of. Were you a little thrown by Phil Anselmo, metal king, wearing Crocs?
Well, they're black Crocs, though.
Okay.
It's important to note that. So I will say, yeah, the first time I saw that, I was a little thrown off guard. But I don't think, yeah, it's not. How did you know he wore Crocs? Were they in the photos?
There was like a group photo that you guys took. That it was like you... Phil Anselmo and the Illegals, it was like a full body photo.
And he had Crocs on then.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another video. I've seen other videos where he's at home and he has Crocs on. So I feel like it's not a secret, you know. It's out there in the world. I feel like I'm not breaking his confidence by talking about it.
Right.
But it should be noted they are black Crocs, which is very important. But, you know, it's very swampy out there. So... as much as I'm not a Crocs guy, I will admit that Crocs are probably the best shoes to wear that.
Thank you.
And I think he just had to come to terms with that at some point. You know, it rains. It's very... there were times, you know, when we'd be walking around with axes and swords and stuff. And then it just rained. And I got my sneakers all wet. But he had his Crocs. He was fine.
Would you say that enticed you to pick up a pair for yourself? Like perhaps in a coral or a salmon color?
Maybe next time I go down there for a visit, I might invest in some. But since I live in New York, I'll be okay. I think maybe I'll just get a pair of Crocs for when I visit. Just leave them at the house. Phil's place. You know, by the door.
Now, did it end well? Did he say, like, come back anytime, or like, do you
have
numbers?
Yeah, we're like, you know, George Michael and Andrew Ridgely or something. Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah. Yeah, I think this is just the beginning. I think you're going to be seeing a lot of Anselmo Hill collaborations.
Wow.
We're the only two people that are badass enough for each other.
It sounds like it. Now, you told me this off-air before that he actually found out about you through your King of Metal videos when you were reviewing black metal bands for us on Metal Injection, right? And that's how he was like, wow, finally there's someone on my level here.
Yeah, he's actually a big fan of my collaborations with you guys, yeah. He was talking about it this week, I thought I'm talking a little quiet. I mean, I'm just in a cab, so I'm being a little reserved. Yeah, he was just talking about how much he liked the black metal video reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he agreed. He said my analysis was completely accurate. I was happy to hear.
Right.
He really liked the Testament video where I interviewed Testament fans.
Oh, that
was my favorite one.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, we should do next time they come to town.
You're going to hang out
with Testament.
Yeah.
Find out what color Crocs they wear.
I figure it's probably a free-for-all with those guys.
They just wear mismatched ones.
West Coast. Crocs. You know, they probably wear some, like, off-brand. Not, like, some Crocs knockoff, you know?
Yeah.
The Payless version of Crocs.
Rick's.
Walmart.
Yeah.
So, did you get a chance to hear his record, and did you keep it real with him and tell him how you truly felt?
Yeah.
About solo record?
He played me, I was down there a couple months ago, and he played it for me then. And then I was there when they were practicing all week, so I've heard it.
I see.
I've heard it live. The band is awesome. People are gonna get their heads blown off. I love the record. Do you like it?
Yeah,
I think it's
definitely
great.
Yeah, there's definitely something that really stand out for me.
Yeah, and the band is awesome. It's got like Marcy on guitar and dude Steve on bass. It's got Blue on drums, and they're all awesome and really nice fellows. And they're sweet at metal. And, and they're playing some other songs, too. And so, yeah, I guess the tour starts in like a week or something.
I see.
But it's going to be great. No, 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Are you going to go to his horror film festival thingy?
I think I might, actually. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. It's going to be...
Sounds like fun.
Phil Anselmo and the Illegals, Downs playing. Mm-hmm. Dara Dagger, Sean from White Zombies band. Did you know them, Star and Dagger?
No, I'm actually not familiar.
You have to check it out. It's Sean from White Zombie. One of the Cycles Plus from Hell. What's that?
I was wondering what happened to her. I guess because Rob Zombie's on tour. I was talking with someone. I was like, whatever happened to Sean? What's she doing?
She's been doing a lot of stuff. She's doing... I just saw her today, actually, because she lives down there. She and my friend Chris. I brunch with them. She has an awesome band, Star and Dagger, and she's an awesome artist, does a lot of art. And, so they're going to be at the Housecore Horror Film Festival. But they're great. Oh, they're also playing August 3rd in New York, Star and Dagger. It's Littlemore Hotel or whatever, McKittrick's.
And it's an all-girl band.
No, it's...
No?
Three girls, and then Dave Ketching from Eagles of Death Metal, and Gene Troutman from Caius.
Oh.
Or from, no, Queens of the Stone Age, rather. So that's the usual band. Though I can't remember.
Lana might be a little bit in the door. So, final question. I'll let you go because I'm sure you and your cabbie need to get to know each other. Since you're such great
talk about the weather and stuff.
Right. Since you're such great friends with Phil, and we know about your great relationship with Vinnie Paul, did you ever try to instigate some sort of truce or like, hey, maybe we make this Pantera thing happen, where you would be the dime bag?
That didn't come up. I was surprised it didn't come.
Dimebag Dave.
I was talking about Vinnie Paul the last time I was on the show, right?
Yeah, you talked about the story about how
he walked up and tried to autograph something without me asking.
Yeah.
But that was my only Vinnie Paul encounter. No, we didn't. We didn't really. Phil and I are really busy with a lot of other projects. I don't think I'm gonna have time to do a Pantera reunion, so we didn't talk about it.
So your name is off the table. There was Zach Wilde, Kerry King, Dave Hill. We can now knock Dave Hill off that list.
I would say, if it was gonna happen, it would be me. But I'm too busy.
I hear you.
No, I don't think it's gonna happen.
Well,
that's all I can say.
You've said more than enough. Thank you for taking some time to call in.
Tell us about your glamorous life.
Yeah, and I'll tell I should keep secret about our series, but when it comes out, I'll come and talk about it. It's going to be the greatest thing that ever happened.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'll tell you in private.
Yeah, off the record. We don't want
off the record.
Spoilers.
Get out.
I don't want to spoil.
Hey, we're off the air now. Oh,
okay, good. Here's what happened. All right, well, thanks for having me. I'm sorry I'm pretty wiped out from not a very metal week.
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand.
And ironically, as a result, I don't sound very metal.
Yeah, you need a little time to recuperate.
He needs his beauty.
Yeah.
Great, well, thank you again, Phil. We will let you go. We're going to let you go. Any final words?
Have a lovely evening.
Oh,
let's see.
Final words.
God, I don't know. Fuck Dave Mustaine? I don't know. I was trying to think of something.
Perfect. Perfect way to end.
Okay.
Great. Have a good one. See you later, Dave.
All right. See you guys. Bye-bye.
That was nice.
What he doesn't know is his cab driver is a huge Megadeth fan and I was going to get dropped off in the wrong neighborhood.
Guess who?
Dave Mustaine. Oh, it is Dave Mustaine.
Money on the side and driving a cab.
I heard what you said. What do you think? I don't have friends in the FBI and CIA.
An MTA.
And a taxi dispatch.
Yellow taxi.
Look, that was good. You didn't look at the ID on the back of the car. My name is not Muhammad Mustaine. It's Dave Mustaine.
So wait, does the ID say Muhammad Mustaine?
Yeah. Well,
why?
Like when you look at the
why would he have the same last name? Because
that's just as far as he went with his. Yeah. That's how bad he is at disguises.
No one will ever recognize me, David Al Mustaine.
He's the ginger Arab cab driver.
Al Mustaney. Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm. And on that note,
Rob,
we're gonna get out of here. Why are you robbing me?
Why are you looking at me when you sing that? I guess because I'm your ride.
Yeah, you're my ride.
Let's go.
He's looking for your cue.
It's been another wonderful show. Thank you to Dave Hill for calling in momentarily. Pick up his book, Tasteful Nudes.
Thanks to the guy who jerked off on a woman in Walmart.
Yes.
Gave us a good story.
He didn't jerk off on her. He just flung it at her.
Yeah. We didn't even get to the guy who jerked off in his own pizza shop.
It's his own pizza shop. What the fuck?
In the back of his own pizza.
He's making pizza though. I mean, it's kind of gross.
And also
at the same time,
people should know.
With
that.
In one hand, he had a fucking
it's
thing
in the
of
same
dough,
room
the
that the pizza
is
being made. I mean, come on.
And if
Whatever.
It gets on the pizza, you don't really know because it looks like cheese anyway.
Have you never whacked off in a kitchen? Come on, Rob.
What? No, never in a kitchen.
Come on.
That's wrong.
Your apartment, it's all one big kitchen. The living room and the kitchen are the same fucking thing.
I'm in my room when I whack off.
Every single time.
Sometimes in the shower.
Look me in the eye and say you've never whacked off in your living room.
I've never whacked off in my living
room. You never
came into the thing? There's no devices in the living room to look at while whacking off.
The frother? You were pretty excited about
that.
Yeah,
it's true.
Not enough to whack off about it.
Have you ever whacked off in any living room?
Yeah.
All right.
When there's a TV.
Guilty as charged.
We
have a laptop. You could take that shit.
Yeah, why
there.
Would I do that?
Never
though.
Whacked off in a kitchen.
Just the tiny places.
Not that, like.
The break room at work.
Why would I even go to the break room?
There are cameras there.
Everyone deserves a break, Rob.
Give me a break.
It's like the third degree here. Come on, Sid.
What if you're really horny and then the rib delivery showed up? And you would you what would you, what would what desire would win out?
Well,
would you do both
I have time? Been jerking off when like my food comes. Uh-huh. And you just put clothes on and get the food.
So you're jerking off naked even though you know you have a food delivery coming.
No, not naked.
Guilty.
On. Yeah.
Like I'll have a shirt on because I know.
Ew. So you go open the door with just a shirt and no pants?
No, I put pants on before I go open
You're
the door.
You're so tall, and these delivery guys are tiny usually, so he's probably looking right at your dick. It's like, here, sign this, and it's a penis instead
Rob,
of a pen.
Rob, his oversized red cord T-shirt and his slippers.
Oh, really? No, I put on basketball shorts.
Put on now when his voice goes high. He's probably lying. So.
No, I was
basketball shoes.
Shorts. What were shoes?
Oh, a t-shirt and basketball shoes. Very attractive.
Sure.
With a raging fucking hard-on poking out the door.
the hard-on is so the delivery guy can put the bags on.
No, honestly, whenever he's got food coming, he probably gets erect. So it has something to do with the masturbation.
I put on my red cord teddy. Wow, nice.
He's got that BBQ boner.
BBQ boner. My Gojira panties. Wow, that's appropriate. They're very comfortable, the Gojira panties. No. What about school? I've never come in school.
Jerked off in school.
I tried jerking off once out of boredom in a class.
In Brooklyn College?
What am I doing? What? Yeah, in a class. Totally in a class.
Which class was it?
It was like a biology class.
What? Auditorium or was it a classroom?
High school or college?
High school.
Wow.
It was like in one of those classrooms that was like... like the science rooms where it was like,
so it was at the top of.
So you ripped it out, or
no, it was in my pants.
Through your pants,
and then I'm like, wait, this is stupid. I mean, this isn't gonna.
Of course, it's stupid.
Well, I feel like that's.
What about okay?
Very impulsive.
So I remember those classrooms very clearly.
Yeah.
And basically, what it was, there was like, each like tier had like a desk that sat two people at the same time, and our classes were overcrowded, so there had to have been someone sitting next to
me. I feel like there wasn't anybody sitting next to me.
You feel like? You don't even remember.
Yeah.
I feel like I would. I mean, it was such a while ago.
How many times did you jerk off in class?
No, this was just a one-time thing. It was like the first class of the day, and I had morning wood or whatever.
Man.
So you walked all the way to school with morningwood?
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah. That usually
sure.
When you wake up.
You know, I
goes away when
I heard a trick of how you can get away. You can get rid of your boner quickly if you ever need to, i.e., if you're jerking off in dangerous places like you usually do. If you just flex any other muscle, it'll get rid of your boner.
Oh, okay.
Try it.
You have to have other muscles, though.
Oh. I just want to clarify that was when I was in high school when my mojo was much greater than it is now.
Yeah.
Okay. I do not jerk off in weird places anymore.
Mojo makes you jerk off in public?
Well, just like your horniness.
Oh, I see.
I was just like horny at all points of the day.
Kasperger just said, you're lucky you're not on any sex offender registry.
Seriously, I should be.
Man,
no, you shouldn't be. It's fine. Yeah. You're a good person.
I'm sure there was
No. It's not. We have an audience here of young children. Don't
what?
Say that.
And they're
she
probably
said
doing
fine.
The same thing.
She said it's fine. Don't say it's fine
it's
to jerk
normal.
Off.
It's definitely not fine.
It's not fine.
No,
you're
leave
almost
it to me
say
to
that.
Say those kind of things. You need to be a voice of reason here.
Yeah, really.
Well,
it's
not like
you're
doing it
you've
now.
Never jerked right. off in like a public place.
No,
I've never.
When you were in high
never.
School, you were not like. So
I waited until I get home, and I jerked
yeah,
off four times when I got home.
Also, I ditched a lot of class in high school, so I was home more often than not anyway, so it wasn't really an issue.
I've never even had really the thought to jerk off. I wouldn't want to jerk
off
in public.
Well, I'm not... No. Okay, Rob jerking off like in public areas is weird, yes, but Rob, as a young man, wanting to jerk off a lot is normal.
In school during a
yes,
class.
Yes, wanting
weird.
To is
that's
normal.
No, I agree. I completely agree that's weird.
Rob wasn't even defending
it. He went to a very liberal high school, but still.
Yeah.
A line needs to be drawn somewhere.
Yeah.
Not at, it needs to
where
be drawn with a pen.
Not
with any bodily fluid.
Yeah.
Don't draw
unless
with that.
Unless it was an art class. You could put
no, it was a biology or chemistry class.
Rob
no,
was trying
it was biology
to,
that you could just say, yeah, it's a...
Rob was trying
class.
To reproduce the cover of Load.
Oh,
that's what it was.
God.
Oh, yeah, that's sperm.
Why was there blood then?
Hmm?
Why was there blood?
Why was there blood on the album? I don't know. Ask
you didn't
the,
trim your nails that
them.
Day.
Well.
He had a little bit
Rob,
of
Rob, what are you staring at?
You don't
Bruno,
know.
Licking his butt.
All right, wrap it up.
Are you
Rob's getting turned on again. Yeah, wrap
I
it up before he starts for it.
Oh, my God, Rob whipped it out.
Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, everyone, for listening. We will
they
be back.
They stopped listening like 15 minutes ago.
Did they, though?
Everybody wants to know about your boners.
That's a drop.
Got it.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.